This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The Republican Party in the U.S. Senate will hold a leadership election on Monday. Trent Lott bowed to pressure yesterday from his Republican colleagues and said he would relinquish his position as his party's leader in the Senate. The Mississippi Republican has been engulfed in a two-week-long controversy over remarks he made at a birthday party for Strom Thurmond, in which Mr. Lott seemed to be nostalgic for the days of official segregation. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Lott's decision was contained in a terse statement released to reporters yesterday morning. In the interest of pursuing the best possible agenda for the future of our country, he said, I will not seek to remain as majority leader of the United States Senate. Lott did not appear before cameras camped out in front of his Pascagoula, Mississippi home yesterday, sending his wife out with a note asking TV crews to, quote, please go home. Lott had vowed to stay on as leader as late as Thursday. But he began to lose support from fellow Republicans, among them President Bush, who last week called Lott's remarks offensive and wrong. Yesterday, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer said the decision to step aside was Lott's, not the president's.
The president did not think that Trent Lott needed to resign. Trent Lott has come to this conclusion, and the president respects it.
Lott began losing the support of his Senate GOP colleagues early this week. First, Don Nichols, the assistant majority leader, questioned whether Lott should stay on. The decisive blow came Thursday evening when Republican Senator Bill Frist of Tennessee publicly said he would consider running for the post and quickly rounded up key supporters. Among them was Senator Pete Domenici of New Mexico, who said Frist ought to be made majority leader by acclamation.
I don't think there's any question he's going to be our new leader. And I think we've moved along now, and when that happens, not only will he be the new leader, but there will be a new spirit of unification, and let's work together and get on with the difficult issues that confront our country and the Republican Party.
By the end of the day yesterday, with no one coming forward to challenge him, Frist was all but assured of the election. The senators, pragmatists all, saw the continued controversy surrounding Lott as detrimental to the inclusive face Mr. Bush and the Republican Party have tried to nurture. Virginia Republican George Allen is another early backer of Frist.
We need to portray an accurate view of our principles, our philosophy, our beliefs as a Republican Party. Trent Lott remaining as leader would have made that very, very difficult, to be diplomatic about it.
Frist, in his second term, is the only practicing physician in the Senate. He has put his medical experience to work in several ways, from coming to the aid of stricken tourists and lawmakers in the Capitol to becoming the Senate's point man when letters containing anthrax spores were sent to two senators. He is perfectly positioned for some of the issues Congress and the president hope to advance in the next session, says New Mexico's Domenici.
It's high time we fix Medicare and that we fix the lack of prescription drugs. I can tell you, if this is the time and you need somebody in a powerful place to get that kind of thing done, we will select the right leader.
But if, in fact, Frist wins the job, he will by no means have an easy path ahead. Consensus on fixing Medicare and a prescription drug benefit has long eluded Congress. And healing the racial wounds Lott's remarks inflicted on the Republican Party will be a difficult chore as well. Already, Frist's role as chairman of the Republican Senate Campaign Committee has come under fire. Democratic Congressman John Conyers of Michigan wants a Justice Department investigation of Frist's role in what Conyers calls a number of troubling incidents involving race in several key Senate elections this year. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.